The knockout challenge is also known as the space monkey challenge, the choking game, and the passout challenge. This challenge has been reported back as far as 2005 for causing deaths. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention claims in the last 10 years, 86 children may have died in the U.S. playing the choking game. On April 30th, I was playing soccer at lunch when some friends called me over. I went over to them and asked what's up. They told me about this thing everyone was doing called the knockout challenge and asked if I wanted to do it. I had never heard of it, so I was like, heck yeah. Before they did it to me, they showed me videos of my other friends doing it before me, and I didn't believe that my friends were actually passing out. So in order to see for myself, I tried it. The first time I did it, I bent over and hyperventilated for 15 seconds. I stood up, held my breath, and they pushed on my chest. They cut off my oxygen to my brain and I passed out. It was only for about 5 seconds. The second time I did it, which was right after the first time, was a little different. I did the same thing. I hyperventilated, held my breath, then got oxygen cut off. This time went differently because I was out for 15 seconds and I had a lightweight seizure. Everyone around me was freaking out because I wasn't waking up when they called my name. I finally woke up after someone slapped me twice. When you pass out, it's a weird experience as a whole. 1 minute you're awake and the next you're waking up. You don't remember what you dreamed about, but it feels like you were unconscious for an hour. You have a full dream, but as soon as you wake up, you forget it. You may have bits and pieces of your dream, but other than that, you won't remember much. As a result of the challenge, I experienced panic attacks. This challenge is so popular because of the high it gives off. You can't see straight and your world is spinning. You can't feel your legs and your hearing goes in and out of focus. Studies have shown that depriving the brain of oxygen can cause seizures, unconsciousness, brain damage, and death. This challenge is so popular to teenagers and young adults because it gives off a feeling of euphoria. The brain is deprived of oxygen, then there is a sudden rush of oxygen to the brain when you wake up, and this is what causes the feeling. As a person who has done this challenge, I feel it is not smart. The potential damage done to your body is not worth a 30-second high. For Spot 127, this is Kennedy McCullough.